Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the hottest show on the internet, Sin City Radio. This is your boy Cass, chilling as you shall. Father time was good, dog.
SinCityRadio.net.
We built this shit!
SinCityRadio.
Hey, where are the white women at?
Mission from God.
I was just bullshitting, man.
SinCityRadio.net.
Let me pass. Fool, they have to be pulling these hush puppies out your motherfucking ass.
SinCityRadio.net. SinCityRadio.net.
SinCityRadio.
Welcome to another edition of Sin City. It's me, Mr. Father Time, chilling. What's happening, Janine?
Hello, how are y'all?
Oh, it's just me tonight, I guess. My man going to be a little late, yeah. I guess. So. How was your New Year's? I see you got home safe.
Yeah, I got home safe. It was good.
You get drunk?
I don't think I ever get drunk.
You're a drinker, but you don't get drunk?
Alcohol. I don't think there's enough alcohol for me to get drunk.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So you're telling me, you're saying you can drink a fifth of anything by yourself and you wouldn't be drunk?
Well, I've never drunk that much, not a fifth by myself. But if I'm just casually drinking, I don't be, like, drunk where, oh, my God, I'm about to pass out.
Yeah, I don't think that's sexy.
For a woman to get, like, sloppy ass, staggering drunk, that ain't sexy to me. I mean, I don't know about the next man, but for me, I ain't down. I mean, if you want to have a couple of drinks, that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
But if you, like, staggering drunk, you know what I mean? Then you're trying to walk with high heels on. You're looking all crazy. That is not a sexy look for me. I just, it's killing me. But it's all good, though.
Mm-hmm.
You got your drink on. You made home safe.
Yeah, I did. Mm-hmm.
So who are you with? Were you with your, like, your man friend?
No, it was girls. Mm-hmm. A woman friend.
All right, let me ask you a question. I heard this when I was little, and I don't know if I should believe it or not, but I was told when I was little that whoever you're with on New Year's Eve, that's the person you're going to be with for the year, 9 times out of 10. You believe that?
You mean as a couple?
Right.
Yeah. Yep. That was true.
You believe that?
Yeah.
So do I. I believe whoever you wake up with January 1st, that's most likely the person you're going to be with for the rest of that particular year.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because
yeah,
I woke up by myself
a
few times. Huh?
You woke up what?
I mean, I woke up by myself a few times, and I found myself alone a lot of times for that particular year.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
I mean, it's supposed to be like a tradition, like a, you know what I mean, something that we've always been told, but it seems like it's always been true, so I don't know.
What's the plan for the year?
Oh, my plan?
Yeah, what you going to work on this year?
I really don't have anything to work on.
Well, what you going to try to do better this year than you did last year?
Oh, I'm probably going to try to exercise more and, I don't know. I guess my things are going to be more with my career, rather than my career, I guess.
Okay. Well, I plan on being more understanding.
Oh,
that's my plan. Be a little bit more open-minded. You know, I'm one of them dudes
mm-hmm.
that's, you know, I'm kind of stuck in my ways.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not always, you know, that's not healthy for a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
I think you gotta, it's gotta be more like a give and take thing.
Yeah.
No, I like to take, but I don't like to give all the time.
Yeah, I understand.
I'm going to try it. I'm actually going to get at a – I'm going to really, really work on that. See if I can make myself better.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to get mad because you don't put gas in the car. You know what I mean? You never – why do women do that? Like you let a woman use your car, they burn up. They bring it back to you, your gas light on. I'm like, what the hell? I don't understand that.
I don't like to go to the gas station, so maybe that's it. I don't mind paying for the gas or putting the gas, you know, paying for it or anything. I just don't like pumping gas.
Really?
Mhm. So I'll wait till the very minute, last minute before I have to go to the gas station. But if, you know, one of the kids with me, you know, my sons, I had them pump the gas. I just don't like pumping gas myself. It's just me in the car, you know, I'll wait till the last minute before I have to go.
So you wait till you're rolling on fumes. Before you stop at the gas station.
Even though that's not good.
I think we should work on that this year. That should be your resolution.
What?
Gas in the car before the fumes come on.
I don't think women should have to pump gas.
What you going to do when you run out?
I think a nice young man should pump my gas for me.
Wow, okay. So you're going to go in there and fight with somebody at the gas station. This one nigga pump your gas.
Boy, I tell you. I tell you, women, boy.
That's just like, you know, I think men or boys, you know, are the ones that's supposed to take out the garbage. I feel like that's about pumping gas.
Well, yeah, if we together, I'm going to pump the gas. But if you by yourself.
Well, then a nice, you know, another nice young man should be able to pump my gas for me.
Okay, I'm going to give you a scenario.
Uh-huh.
You won't eat. You as soon as you pull up to the gas pump, your car just cut off.
Okay.
I'm standing there pumping my gas.
Uh-huh.
I mean, what you gonna say to me? Hold on.
Okay.
What's happening?
What's up, brother?
I'm glad to see you made it, man. I'm glad to see you made it.
Oh, I've had a couple technical difficulties, but I'm here.
All right. I'm gonna bring. Well, you'll be able to catch up to speed. So, Janine.
Yeah.
I'm sitting there. I'm pumping my gas. Your shit can just cut off.
Mm-hmm.
What are you gonna say to me to make me pump your gas? How you gonna ask him? What are you gonna say? Since you don't like to pump your gas.
I mean, we did it before. You know, actually, this was talked to me by my supervisor, who is from Peru. And she said in Peru, women do not pump their own gas. They're not supposed to do it. So I tried it before because she used to do it all the time. She was like, oh, hi, nice. You know, she was just like, hi, excuse me. You know, would you mind pumping my gas? And they would do it.
Really?
Yes. And I used to do it all the time. I don't do it anymore because, you know, people. It's not so much as the people. It's the person you with, you know. Don't appreciate that. You know what I'm saying? But if you with somebody, they probably wouldn't appreciate you asking strange men to pump your gas. You feel what I'm saying?
Probably not. You'd be sitting there because I'm like, huh? You can't pump your own gas? What's wrong with you? I'm sorry. I don't think motherfuckers in the world nice like that no more. And I'm not pumping your gas. I ain't going to lie to you. I don't care what you say to me. I mean, unless you're in a wheelchair or some shit like that. But if
it
you
was
get out
funny
the
when,
on your own,
no.
Go ahead.
It happens all the time. When she first did it, I was in the car when she first did it. And then another time she did it, she was getting ready to drop her mother off. And then her mother was like, just ask that nice young man right there. You know, because that's what they used to. And I don't know if they just thought that was cute, you know what I'm saying, but they did it. But they women, well, hey, I don't think they're supposed to pump gas where they from. I think they think that's like a manly thing to do and women not supposed to do it. So, I don't know. But I think what she would usually do would have her husband go get her gas before she would have to go do anything in the morning or something, or he would do it the night before. So it would just so happen like those times when, you know, she's out already and she's out of gas, but if you know, she was at home before she left, her husband would go to the gas station and fill up her car.
Well, yeah, that's cool. That's mm-hmm. what the husband's supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
But now, hey, dog, let me ask you a question, man. You're standing at the pump. You pumping your gas. Female get out of the car. You know, ain't nothing wrong with her. Both, she got both her hands. She got both her legs. You pumping your gas, and she just walk up to you and ask you, excuse me, sir, can you pump my gas for me? Would you do it?
It all depends on the type of mood I'm in. If I'm in a good mood, I ain't really doing nothing. Well, I probably would. You probably could get me with that one. But now, if I'm in a hurry or I'm in a fucked up mood, I'm looking at you like, nah, I can't do it.
Man, I don't give a fuck what kind of mood I'm in. I'll pump your goddamn gas. You say shit yourself. That's just me. I'm not pumping your gas.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what if I ask you to pump my gas? Excuse me, ma'am. I got a bad shoulder. Can you pump my gas for me? She going to be like, hell no.
Of course.
That's crazy to me. But women will leave your tank on E all the time. All the time. They never put gas in the car.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, they don't, dude. They never go to the fucking gas station. Bring your shit back and the gas light on. When you gave it to her, the gas light was on. I mean, the gas light wasn't on when you gave it to her, but when you get it back, the motherfucking gas light on. Oh, I didn't get a chance to stop the gas. Huh? You went past 30 gas stations and you couldn't stop? Okay, I'm tripping because that shit happened to me today, man.
Well, somebody actually asked you to pump their gas?
No. She brought me the car back up. We sharing the van because my truck, the heat's messed up in my truck. So we shared the van. And, you know, every time I get the motherfucker, you know, it's always on E. Just enough for me to get to the gas station.
I think that's just a woman's thing anyway. I just believe most women just like, well, fuck it, you know. Especially if they got a man, I feel they be like, well, fuck it, shit.
Yeah, but my thing is, what the fuck are you going to do when you run out on the side of the road? I got to get in a cold-ass truck with the gas can. You know what I mean? When you can just easily stop. Put a couple dollars in there to get you home.
I'm wearing out of gas across the street from the gas station.
See, I don't understand that. I don't see. I would be hot. If you called me talking about, babe, I ran out of gas. Where you at? I'm across from the gas station. Just listen to how that sounds. I ran out of gas, but I'm across the street from the gas station. How the fuck you run out of gas if you right across from, you know what I mean? Was you going to the gas station?
No.
Nope, I was coming home. You could have
even stopped. Yeah, I can understand that one.
Oh, I
was
upset.
I was on my way to work. I was not on my way home. I was on my way to work. And I just didn't look at the gas can. I don't know what. I don't know. And I'm at a light, and my car cuts off. I'm thinking something wrong with it.
Most people do.
I'm trying to turn it back on. And I called. I was like, oh, no, what's wrong with me? He was like, do you have any gas? I was like, shut up.
Yeah, I would have been like, you know what?
And the gas station is right there at the corner.
Did anybody help you push your car to the gas station?
No, I just walked across, got some little cans, put some gas in, and walked back, and then I just went to work. Because it was right there. I was at the light. The gas station was right there at the light.
Okay, wait a minute. Hold on. Let's back up for a second. You got your gas can. Put some gas in it. Put the gas in your car. And instead of going to the gas station, you go right across the street. You took the little gas in the car and went to work?
My job was right there, like across the street, too. I was right there at work. I was like, I'll get the gas up on me work.
I'd be cussing your ass out if I was your man at the time. Who the fuck was you thinking about?
I don't know. It was one of those moments.
Yes, indeed. I can tell.
Yeah, that had to be one of the moments. You just had to act like, God damn. I mean, even I'm assuming you from the question that y'all been saying, I'm assuming you asked something about is chivalry here around or something. I mean, because
it had nothing to do with chivalry. Actually, the question was, why do women don't ever go to the goddamn gas station? And the engineer
talking
about how
she
don't never pump gas.
She
gets somebody else to do it for her. Right. She
goes to the gas station. I just don't like going to the gas station. I know some women, you know, just don't want to put gas in there because they want the man to do it. But me personally, I don't like pumping gas. And I don't like going to the gas station. So I would wait for the last minute. I mean, I don't have no problem paying for the gas. I don't like pumping gas.
Yeah, hey. I mean, that's understandable, but, you know, if you gotta do it, you're just going to go and flirt with a motherfucker and get him to do it.
I didn't say flirt. I just said, see, that's what I'm saying. I just said ask a man to pump my gas for me. I used to do it all the time.
Well, if you ask me to pump your gas, I'm assuming you're flirting with me.
Me too, exactly.
Even if it's nothing else just to pump your gas, I'm going to assume you're flirting with me.
Well, and that's how we got on that subject, because I was like, my boss used to do it. That's where I learned it from. She used to do it all the time because she was from Peru, and actually it was just a cultural thing. The women in Peru do not pump their own gas, she said. And even her mom, she had her mom in the car one day, and she was like, and her mom was like, just ask that young man right there to pump our gas. Like, girl, what is he doing? Because she was about to try to do it herself. And her mother got upset, like, no, you ask that young man right there to pump your gas. They just don't like the women to pump their own gas.
So if you saw me at the gas station and you asked me to pump your gas, in my mind I'm saying, okay, she's flirting with me. She must, you know what I'm saying, she must like me, or, you know, she must think I'm a pretty nice looking dude. That's what I'm thinking in my mind, right? So while I'm pumping your gas, I'm thinking, you know, you're going to slip me your numb or something. You're just going to give a motherfucker a dollar, thank you, and get in the car and go.
Yeah. Thank you.
You don't be throwing rocks at your car like a motherfucker. She just used me.
Alva.
Yeah, pretty much.
I just got used. I'm thinking I'm going to get a number or something out the deal.
What?
Give me a dollar like I'm one of them bombs that wash your windshield and shit. Here you go, a dollar, motherfucker. Let's get on. I'm like, what's up, bitch? I just put $4 in the tank.
I mean, to be honest, nobody asked for the number or anything like that. I'm not saying they might not have assumed that they were going to get it, but they didn't. And they asked for it, so.
Well, I think if you ask me to pump the gas, I think you're going to give me the number anyway. I shouldn't even have to ask for it. Because you approached me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If you approach me, then I'm thinking, you know what I'm saying, you're going to go ahead and give me the number. I shouldn't have to ask for it.
So at least give me a number. It might not have to be the right one, but give me a number.
That's not what I'm supposed to you for. I'm supposed to you because I just need someone to bump my gas.
Oh, no.
And if you bump my gas, you should do it because you're just being nice, not because you're expecting something in return.
Yeah, what you said sounds.
If that's the case, you should just say no. You don't want to do it.
Well, hell, it's too late because I'm thinking you finna give me your number. Damage already done.
Well, sorry. I was not giving out my number.
I could see me just standing there looking at you like, what? So I can't get the number, nothing? I'm trying to pump your gas.
Look, I look right, like it's cold in the motherfucker out here.
Right.
I'm throwing snowballs and everything at your damn car while you're driving away. I ain't lying.
Oh, whatever.
You know them little things you use to wipe your windows while your gas is pumping? I'm throwing that shit at your car. Everything I can see, I'm throwing some shit at your car.
Well, luckily, that never happened for me.
Somebody got to turn the computer down.
That was me. I didn't have technical difficulties.
Okay. Well, what's on your mind, dog? You sound a little bit down, man.
Oh, man, I'm actually, like I say, anything... You know how they say the saying, when rain it pours, but, you know, nevertheless, you still got to keep going on. You know, new year brings new things, which, I mean, my thing is this, like I said, with, I'm trying to figure, like, people always make these new year's resolutions, right?
Right. I don't make them because I don't keep them.
Exactly. I don't believe in really making them, but then it's like, you know, of course everybody tries to better themselves, but you would hope everybody would try to better themselves. But then I was looking, and then I was listening to somebody today, and it's like, in a lot of cases, I've been saying where people want, like, say they want, you want your significant other to change, right?
Okay.
But then, yet and still, you yourself, you feel like, and my biggest thing, I mean, I think we touched on this like a couple of weeks ago, where it's like, okay, people want things to change, but nevertheless, you know, it's like, you yourself, I think change comes within yourself. You know, you can't expect the change to happen if you don't change. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Nothing changes if nothing changes.
Right. You know, I could sit here and be like, look, man, you know, and I just like, you know, because of whatever technical difficulties I had, I came on the show late, right about now, right? Now,
right.
You can look at me and be like, hey, man, you late, this, that, and the other. You know, like if I did it repeatedly, but then I'm like, I say something smart to you. Well, how can I get mad at you over something that I did?
You can't.
But a lot of people do.
I don't understand. I don't understand how you can get mad at me for, you know, I don't understand that. You can't get mad at me for something you did.
And
that don't even sound right.
I mean, I agree, but at the same time, it's like I constantly see this, and it's like, wow, you know, and you try to wrap your head around the concept of, okay, you know, to err is human. We all know that. You know, nobody's perfect. Everybody has their ways. But then when you constantly, like, you know, when you constantly go at somebody, then it's like, but you never look inside yourself. Or, you know what I'm saying? Like, if I constantly think that you're constantly wrong about something, and I'm always right, you know, at some point, I know I'm wrong at some point. You know what I'm saying? And I know every time you didn't do nothing to spark the situation. But every time, even when I'm wrong, I still try to make it seem like you did something to spark this situation. Well, sometimes, a lot of times, it could just be a simple misunderstanding.
Hey, I mean, it's like we were saying last night with the Facebook thing, man. People just gonna be people, man. Ain't shit you can do about it. You know what I mean? Motherfuckers gonna be the way they are. Because if you don't want to change, can't nobody make you change. Can't nobody change you but you. You're the only person that can change yourself. I don't care who you with. I don't care who you love. If you ain't willing to change, you ain't going to change.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
What's up, liquor store?
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Thank you. Hey. Thank you. How's
everyone
doing?
Good.
We getting it in like we always do.
Okay.
We'll bring you up to speed, liquor store. Go ahead and finish your point, though.
Father Time, you need to ask them the question, too.
Oh, okay.
Do they believe in that tradition? You know how they say if you wake up alone on New Year's Eve, that's how you're going to be for the year?
Okay. I'm going to let him make his point, then I'm going to hit Liquor Store with it. Then I'm going to hit him with it, too.
Okay.
Go ahead,
okay.
Finish the point about the change, man.
Well, I mean, you pretty much summed it up with what you said. So, I mean, like I said, I just believe change comes within first.
You got to change yourself first, because can't nobody do it for you. You know what I mean? Just like, you know, women get with men also get with women. It's a lot of shit that they don't like up front, but in their mind they think, well, I can change her or I can change him. That shit don't work. Because that motherfucker ain't going to change until he's ready to change. Or that woman ain't going to change until she's ready to change. I don't care what you do or how you do it. He ain't going to change. Which is why a lot of rich people fall off at the wayside.
Wait a minute. Janine had asked the question. I mean,
this is it right here, dog. I was told when I was little that if whoever you with on New Year's Eve, well, whoever you wake up with, like if you're a woman, you wake up with a man on New Year's Day, or if you're a man, you wake up with a woman on New Year's Day, I was told that nine times out of ten, that's the person you're going to be with for that particular year, most of that year anyway. And my question to Janine was, do you believe that? So I'm asking you, liquor store, do you believe that?
I don't know. That depends on the situation, because, you know, if you're in a relationship and you wake up with a person on New Year's Day, that's probably the person you've been waking up with on New Year's Day. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, maybe it depends on the situation. Like, if this is a new thing or you just met a person and it happened to be on that, no, I still...
You switching it, you making it more complicated. More complicated than it is, woman.
I mean, look at your past. Basically, you look at your past experience, your past, you know, what you've been through in life. If on New Year's Day, has it been that you were with that same person that year, or say you were alone that year, that you did you stay alone for that year? You see what I'm saying?
You believe in the saying. Then no, I don't.
Yes.
I don't believe in the saying. No.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I see how easy that was.
No, I'm just messing with you. What you think?
Yeah,
I'm just fucking with you, man. I'm trying to change from within, y'all. I don't believe in that, man. I mean, that's just like, I heard that thing about you gotta have money in your pocket. You know, you have money in your pocket for the year, you gonna, if you had money in your pocket after, you know, at the stroke of the year, yeah, you gonna shit and that don't hold to be true worth a damn. I mean, one time I had $1,000 in my pocket, and shit, I seemed like I was still broke that whole year.
So you don't believe in it either?
Nah, I really don't. I'm not. I mean, you know, it's like it's. I think like us is, you know. We listen to that stuff like that, and to a certain extent, you know, it's like the Black Eyed Peas thing. You know, I heard that, and yeah, for the most part, I eat them. You know, I eat them on New Year's Day, and you know, but then it's like,
well, hold
okay.
on, hold on a second, man. Rewind that, dog. What's the Black Eyed Peas thing? I never heard that before.
Yeah, it's really Black Eyed Peas on New Year's Day.
Why would I want to eat Black Eyed Peas on New Year's Day? I never heard that before.
It's supposed to bring you good luck.
Mm-hmm. Actually, you know what? There's a whole recipe. Black Eyed Peas are not the only. I mean, you know, we as where we grew up or whatever. Yeah, that's all we know. But it's actually called like Hop and Bob soup or something like that, where it's Black Eyed Peas. It's you're supposed to put like a coin underneath
yeah.
one bowl on the table. You know what I'm saying?
No, I was just saying. I was just piggybacking off you. You're supposed to put a
right.
half dollar up on the coin. Then you're supposed to have. It's supposed to be a big black man supposed to walk through your door.
Right.
And it's just so.
I mean, but as far as the Black Eyed Peas, there's actually a dish, though, you know what I'm saying, where there's a bunch of other stuff in the dish, but everything in it is supposed to symbolize, like, one thing symbolizes wealth, one symbolizes good fortune, one symbolizes love, one symbolizes, you know what I'm saying, like, it's a whole kind of like a meal that, they, well, down south more particularly, they do this every New Year's Eve or day or however it works. They make this shit, and it's got black eyed peas in it, but it, like you said, it's supposed to bring good luck. You know what I'm saying? It's just like an old wives' tale sort of a thing.
Well, for I want to come in for everybody that said the black eyed pea thing.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. Everyone is now dumber for having listened to it. May God have mercy on your soul.
I ain't never heard that shit before. Black people with quarters and black people
okay,
with
hold
your
dough. Hold on. Janine, you heard of the Black Eyed Peas theory, right? Janine,
huh?
You heard of the Black Eyed Peas theory, right?
Yeah, I mean, we don't do all of that with, you know, the coins and all that extra stuff, but we were just told growing up, so we
right,
just kept
right.
it as a tradition that
exactly.
we supposed to eat New Year, on New Year's, we supposed to have Black Eyed Peas.
Right, and I mean, I grew up with the same theory. Liquor Store, what about you? You grew up with that theory too?
Nah, I really didn't learn about that until I started going to culinary school. I really didn't.
But you did hear, you have heard about it.
Yeah, in my lifetime, yeah, but not as a kid, yeah, but I've heard of it.
So pretty much you the only jackass in down here that haven't heard of it.
Next.
Father, fuck you, man. You possum-faced motherfucker!
I'm just saying, you was talking about we the dumb ones. You the only jackass that ain't never heard of it.
I never heard of that shit before, man.
Yeah.
I like Black Eyed Peas, you know, they got some cornbread with it.
You know what, man? Like I said, I'm not gonna say that there's nothing I don't believe in the black cat. I don't believe in walking under ladders. Mm-hmm. I don't believe in, you know, and
stepping
like I
crack.
Said, yeah, stepping on the cracks and all that. Now the Black Eyed Peas thing, you know, I believe it's more or less tradition. So therefore, yeah, it's like, okay, this is a traditionary thing that I did. My grandparents did it, my mother did it. So, yeah,
mm-hmm.
You know, I want to find a house that got some Black Eyed Peas on New Year's Day. Yeah, I do it, but I don't look at it like, okay, because I eat these Black Eyed Peas, my life is about to change. And like as far as the, if you go to sleep with that person and that's the person, I don't believe in all that. I think that, I mean, you know, I mean, I've come to this realization, and maybe this is just my realization. I'm coming to the realization that you create your own luck. And I don't even think that it's luck no more. I think it's like, you create your own fate.
Well, I can agree with that.
Like, I mean, because, you know, you can look at some people and be like, God damn, they like the luckiest person in the world. Like, a lot of times I look at shit that happens to me, and it's like now when I'm genuine in the things I say towards people, I believe a lot of people don't believe me because of my past, because of the way that I used to be. You know what I'm saying? So it's like I can't take him at his word at this because I know he was that type of person.
Well, that's because of your past, though.
Exactly. That's why I say. So it's like. If I say something to a female, and I'm genuinely, like, at this point in my life, like, fuck it, I'm going to tell you how I feel, or I'm going to tell you this, I'm going to tell you that. And it's like, nah, I don't believe you. You know, it's like, why wouldn't you, you know, then I think about it. Damn, think of how many lies you told when you was growing up or when you was younger. Or look at this type of way you was when you were younger. So, yeah, of course, at this point, this stage in your life now, because the people who, I don't know if you want to say karma or just the fact that, like, people just judge you on your past. It's like, you know, that's just the way people perceive me now. Like, I ain't going to lie. I believe that people honestly perceive me like as females. I think that females are like, he's a dog. That's all he ever will be. He's never going to be anything but a dog.
Well, hold on, dog. I ain't trying to put you down on that, dog. But when a woman says that, you got to look at your history.
Dang, that what I just said?
Yeah, that's kind of been his whole entire point.
Right. I know that. I mean, that's what I'm saying.
That's the point I'm trying to make.
Huh?
I say that's the point I'm trying to make. If you've been a dog your whole life. Go ahead.
I think that's the point that I'm trying to make. That's what I'm saying. I mean, I understand that. And at this point in my life now, I've learned to accept it. I mean, I'm going to tell you how I feel. I'm going to tell you what the situation is. And if you don't believe it, then fuck it. You just don't believe it. But, I mean, fuck it. I mean, you believe that because I'm this, you know me to be this type of way.
Okay, let me ask you a question, man. In that situation, if that did happen, I mean, do you get mad? How does that make you feel if a woman say, oh, you ain't nothing but a dog? How does that make you feel? Do you get mad about it, or do you look at yourself and be like, well, damn, she right?
No, I'm not going to say she right, because I'm not the same person I was when I was in my 20s. I know I'm not. I mean, so therefore, I'm not gonna put my head down and say, yeah, you right. I'm a totally different person. I mean, in some cases, yeah, it pisses me off. Some cases, it makes me laugh. You know, because my thing is this. If you know me, like you say you know me, and you say, okay, I know, you know, if you tell me you know me, and you sit there, then you say, well, you know what, you ain't shit but a dog, then you really don't know me. So evidently all that talking about, how you felt towards me in the beginning, it was, you really didn't get to know the real me. Because I'm not that type of, I'm not the same person I was back then.
Okay, let me give you a scenario. Let's say 20 years ago, I loaned you $10,000, right? $10,000. You never paid me back, but we stayed friends. You know what I mean? But you never paid me back. Now, 20 years later, you know, we didn't kind of lost contact with each other. You know, we ain't as tight as we used to be. But 20 years later, you come to me and say, hey, man, I need to borrow $5,000. And I come to you and be like, well, I loaned you 10, 20 years ago. You never paid me that. You never paid me back from that. Well, yeah, but I changed, man. I pay my debts now. Am I supposed to believe you?
I think you're comparing apples and oranges right there. I mean, I never paid you back. I mean, so I already wronged you. I wronged you a long time ago. But if I mean, why would you trust me? But if I've never wronged you, you didn't know me 20 years ago, or you just know me from what I've told you about my past or what somebody done said about my past, and you judging me on that, I mean, hell, I mean, 20 years ago, yeah, I wronged you. So why would you trust me? But if I ain't did shit to you, I mean, I don't see the two connecting, but maybe it's just me.
Okay, maybe I'm misunderstanding, but you said the woman said, oh, you ain't nothing but a dog, which means she's had to know you before.
No,
her,
that's just
it. To base that on,
no,
which means
no, that ain't, I mean, because, like, if you ask me about my past, I will tell you. Now, you done formed this judgment that, oh, yeah, you was a dog back then. So now let's just say a scenario come up and I, you know, whatever the case may be. And first thing, because I'm not doing what you asked me to do or things didn't go the way that you thought it was supposed to go, you know, first thing come out your mouth, oh, you ain't shit. You ain't shit. You know, because you base an opinion on everything I told you or how I used to be.
Well, I don't think a person can make a statement by saying that this person is a dog and that person is a dog if they don't know you. You can't make that statement.
How do you know that a person is judging you on your past if you never asked them, okay, is this based on what you think you know about me or what's happening right now? Because that's two different things.
I mean,
you know what I'm saying? Like, am I saying it right?
I don't know. Well, my thing is, that's just like, if you know, you ask me something. Like I told you, there's scenarios where a motherfucker might say, well, I'm with my kids. I need to do this. I need to do that. But now, me and you didn't sat and talked. But, you know, we didn't sat and talk. We didn't chit-chat. Now, I might have told you back then, yeah, I tell a motherfucker, you know, I'm going with my kids, and, you know, I probably went someplace else. That was the old me. You know, I done told you, yeah, I used to be this way. I used to be this type of person. You know? But I've seen scenarios where people will take your words and throw them back at you. You know what I'm saying? If motherfuckers say, well, yeah, I used to be a dog. And at the, and as soon as the argument comes, you ain't shit but a dog anyway. Damn.
Yeah, but I think that's your fault for saying that.
I mean, so
if a person condemns you for telling the truth about yourself, then that's not the person for you. I think sometimes, you know, it depends on.
So.
It depends on how the conversation takes place, okay? Because, you know, like nowadays, technology done got everybody to the point where, okay, they're not necessarily talking face to face no more. So now. You know, you're trying to judge someone's attitude or mood or whatever, you know, based on what you're reading. But you know, that's impersonal. So you can't see a person, if you can't see a person's emotion when they're talking to you, then you don't know. You know, and I ran into situations where okay. Ain't nobody necessarily judging me on your past because I wasn't there. You know what I'm saying? I'm judging you right now on what's going on right now. And your past doesn't have anything to do with it because, well, you know what I'm saying? I want to be a part of your future. So I'm not concerned with your past.
Okay, I understand that. But like I said, I've seen situations where a motherfucker that took words you said, words, you know what I'm saying? Like, okay, if a motherfucker say, you know, I wasn't shit, you know, I wasn't shit growing up. You know what I'm saying? And a motherfucker come back and they words that, you know, you said, I ain't shit growing up, but I done tried to better myself. Now, let's just say, all right, Ty, but let's just say you and your wife in an argument, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the first thing she say to you as soon as y'all get to this argument, you know what? You right. You what? You ain't shit. I mean, how do you take that? When you know that you consciously made an effort to try to be a better person. Now, and you opening up to, I think you just asked me, why would I tell somebody all that about me? Didn't you just ask me that, dog?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, I mean, if you going into a relationship, shouldn't you be totally honest? You don't want nothing to come in and stick they, I mean, like, my past relation, I mean, my past, and I mean, you know me. My past is sketchy at best, you know what I'm saying? And if you didn't know my past, it would be situations where you would, where we would run into a situation where I would probably have to do a lot of fucking explaining. And you would be like, well, damn, you couldn't have told me all this beforehand, before I got involved with you?
Right.
So,
I mean, I understand what you're saying.
So, I mean, I'm saying that because you asked, you said, why would I tell? Why would you tell somebody all that? Because I believe that, why not? Why should I be honest? Because, like I said, I know me. I know my past. I know my past have a very bad tendency to come back to bite me in my ass. You know what I'm saying? And me and you out, and this motherfucker say something, and this might come up, or that might come up. But, hell, you already prepared for it because I told you already what type of person I was.
I mean, I hear what you're saying, dog. I just don't agree with it. But I understand your concept. I see where you're trying to go with it. I just don't agree with it, man. I don't think you should give a motherfucker ammunition that they can use against you. I think he
wasn't his intention. His intention was to basically go into a relationship with a clean slate. Like, I'm telling you this shit because, you know, this is shit I know about myself.
Why would that be considered ammunition?
Right.
I mean, the same scenario you just gave me earlier. They can turn around and use it against you. So why even give it to them?
But if that's somebody that you voluntarily pretty much love, or you want to be with, I mean, you don't want them to get blindsided with no bullshit, do you?
Well, of course not.
Go ahead.
This is a hot conversation, boy.
So you explain yourself and your past to a person, and they've accepted it. Now, a situation comes up where you might have to do some explaining, like, because you know you. I mean, you know you better than anybody knows you, so... If a person should happen to ask you, okay, well, what's up with this, that, or the other, then do you feel like you should jump on the defense, or do you feel like, you know, you should do that explaining that you know they feel like you owe or whatever?
I mean, it depends on the situation. I mean, if it's a situation that... beyond my control, and they know it's beyond my control, you know, then, I mean, hell, what more can I say? I think that people, like people expect things, how can I say this? People expect things, I'm trying to find the right word here.
Okay, let me ask a question while you think about it, dog.
I don't want to say it wrong.
Okay, this question is for you, Little Stone. You're saying that when you get in a relationship, you should bring everything out. Everything should, you know what I'm saying, so you don't be blindsided. Everything should come out. That's what you're basically saying, correct?
No, that's what Cass said. I just understand his point.
I said that.
Okay. All right, I'm going to aim it at you. Okay. So everything comes out, right? You believe everything should be up front, so you're not blindsided later on in the relationship. I'm going to give you a scenario. It's a fucked up scenario, but I'm going to give you a scenario. Okay, let's say in your younger days, I don't know, you killed four people. Do you think your girl should know that? My point.
I ain't even answer the question. What the fuck are you talking about?
You gonna tell me you killed four people?
And you know what? If me and her together like that, in time I probably would.
Okay.
And you should, because then you will be giving her a choice to say whether or not she wants to, you know.
Now, I probably wouldn't tell them who the people was.
Right. That's neither here nor there. People are people.
Yeah.
I mean, no life is greater than the next. So, shit, it don't matter who they are. You know, it don't.
Yeah.
Especially if you tell me that it was your life or theirs, well, shit, we ride or die.
I mean, no, I honestly believe, truly, yeah. And I believe in time, yeah, I would. I would tell you. I would tell you if that was a scenario. Especially if I see that you may put me in a situation like that again, yeah, I will tell you.
I'm sorry, I disagree.
We agree to disagree, but I mean, hell, if that's the case, then why in the hell? This is my thing. If I'm with you. Yes, and I feel like, I mean, and some people have made that mistake in the past of telling people too much. But if I feel like I'm with you, then, yeah, I feel like there's nothing I can't tell you. I can't tell you. Because, you know what, I'm going to tell you. You ever watch Jungle Fever?
Ever watch what?
Jungle Fever.
Yeah.
Right. Now, there's a scene on there where he told Spike Lee about him messing around with the white girl, right? Well, the Mexican or whatever she was, right? Yeah. And Spike went back and told his wife. Now, granted, Spike's wife went and snitched on him. And when I first seen that movie, I was like, God damn, that's the dumbest motherfucker in the world. You know, this, that. I said all that. But, and I'm going to be honest with you. I think it's things that, yeah, me and you done talked about. But I'm pretty sure it's some things that, under normal circumstances, you might have told your wife about me. You know what I'm saying? That probably if I knew you told her that, I'd probably be like, damn, dog, why are you telling her that?
Right.
And, you know, it was like, I mean, but you telling her that because that's your confidant. That's the person you trust. You feel like, okay, I could tell her this because she's not gonna take that and use it against me.
Right, but in that scenario, he told her about somebody else. He didn't tell her about himself. He told her about Wesley Snipes.
Whatever the case is, he told her that because he felt like he said, that's my wife. That's, you know, that's his woman. He felt like he could tell her that. Now, in the long run, his woman wound up to have a big mouth, but he felt he could tell her that because that was his confidant. I mean, so if you love somebody to that point, yeah, you may tell them shit that you probably wouldn't tell nobody else.
I mean, do you use that as a way to tell if that's the person you should be with?
Yeah. Now, if I told you something in greater confidence and I come back and we playing cards and, you know, just, okay, let's just say, for instance, me, Jadeen, we together, and I tell her something, you know, in confidence. Bam, bam, bam. Now we got a card game going. You know, we at home, we got a card game going. And let's just say me and her friend get into it, you know, or we get to play in the dozens or something. You know, we shooting shit and this, that, and other. And, you know, her friend come out like, yeah. Well, yeah, I heard about how you couldn't get, how you did this, that, or the other. Now I'm looking at Jadeen like, damn, you fucked up. You know, you told some sacred shit on me. You know what I'm saying? Because I told you this in confidence.
Well, that's my whole point, man. You're making my point funny.
My point is this, dog. I don't think you really understanding me. I mean, you gonna do it. I'm gonna do it. I believe Jadeen would do it. I believe liquor store would do it. People do that because that's they say. I'm not gonna. I wouldn't tell a motherfucker I'm just fucking. Just no random bitch that. Yeah, you know this, that, and the other. That, you know, that happened. Yeah, hell yeah, I did. But, yeah, if a motherfucker like, I feel like this is my significant other, yes, you are going to know a lot of things about me.
More,
I mean.
Details, right.
Right.
I get it. I understand what you're saying.
Whether you use it, now if you use it against me, then I know you ain't the person for me.
Which, again, is what I'm saying, which means.
So what you gonna wait a minute? Hold on, man. Hold on. So what you gonna do? One, go through the rest of your life not just keeping everything balled up inside of you? Come on, man.
I didn't say everything. All I'm saying.
Okay.
You gonna
keep all your
personal details. Can I finish, please?
Hold on, can I finish? You gonna tell all your you gonna keep all your intimate details about yourself bottled up inside of you?
That's not. I didn't say that. I never once said that. What I'm saying is, you don't tell a person everything about you. I'm not saying you don't tell them nothing about you, but I don't think you should tell a person everything. If a woman told me we finna get in a relationship and she said, "Oh, by the way, I killed 4 people," I'm gone. Why am I gonna fuck with you? You ain't kill me. I'm out. That's some shit that I didn't need to know. That's all I'm
saying.
Well,
you did need to know. You did need to know that. So therefore,
exactly.
Now she knows
now
that
you
weren't the one
point.
For her.
Exactly.
She proved our point because now you're not the one for her. And that's good
right.
That she found out at that moment instead of you finding out later, because you could have looked it up in a newspaper article 10 years down the line or something. And then she would have had to been explained to herself. It still would have been the same scenario.
You still would have wound up leaving.
And the first question.
Fuck all y'all.
The first curse that came out of his mouth, the first question would have came out of
why
his mouth.
Didn't tell
why didn't
you
tell me?
Why didn't
you
tell me? Yeah.
Why you didn't
exactly.
tell me?
Exactly.
Don't you
all
think
right,
this
so
is
then,
shit
then,
I should have done?
But then the whole thing is, okay, shit, I don't know. I don't know how to say it. Like, if you know who you are, like, you know who you are better than anybody, you know, so... You feel like you're going to be with this person, and this is somebody that you dig, and you care about, you, whatever. You know, it's that deep. You know, this ain't just somebody you fucking. You know, do you feel like if they ask you a question, you know, like, you should answer it, or, you know.
And answer it truthfully. You don't
exactly.
expect a person, you know, to just be telling you something.
Right, like, they're not going to run just because you answer the question honestly. But, again, at the same time, you're giving them, I guess, a piece or something like that. Like, they don't want to use it against you. It's just they want to know because they want to be
okay.
with you like you want to be with them.
Right, I understand what you're saying. I mean, but now, all right, dog. I think, okay, let me try to put this, and I want you to answer me, dog. Let's just say, for instance, like, I think, like, look, are you saying, like, if you ask me something and I don't tell you, then and it comes out, you're going to be upset, right?
What do you mean it comes out?
I mean, I don't know. That's what I'm trying to see. I mean, I'm trying to see, are we saying the same thing or... Because my thing
are
is,
we
like,
talking about under the scenario of killing 4 people? Is that just like the hypothetical that we're using?
That's a hypothetical. That's your man's hypothetical. But
are we talking about relationship shit? Like, you know
like,
what I'm saying?
Okay, even with relationship shit. Like, okay, let me say, for instance, like, all right, how I was saying, like, how people use things against you. Like, okay, let's just say, for instance, all right, Janine, me and you talking, you know, we dealing, and for whatever reason, you know what I'm saying, I done pissed you off. You know what I'm saying? I pissed you off. I didn't say it, or I mean, whatever the scenario is, I done pissed you off.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you take those things that I said, that I told you, you know? About me being, you know, about me being a fucked up individual. Do you take those things and use them against me? And if if you do use them against me, I mean, you got to know that I'm going to be mad, right?
Of course.
I mean, if I tell you, well, you know, man, sometimes I just feel like, you know, like I said earlier, like, I mean... I'm like me and you might have sat down and talking like, man, you know what, man? I ain't gonna lie, I wasn't shit growing up. You know, I was dog ass nigga. You know. Now you get mad at me. You get mad at me, like I said earlier, you get mad at me and the first thing come out your mouth is, you know what, you right, you are a dog ass nigga. I mean, you know, and the fact I told you that in the sense like, all right, man, you know, that's how I used to be. You know, that's how my life was. But then you take my words and you throw them back at me. I mean, how do you think I should respond to you? Or how, I mean, do you think, I mean, me choking the fuck out you probably would be the motherfucking instance of it. But, I mean, that's my type of thing. Like, and I hear what Father Time saying, but at the same time, it's like, I'm not the type of person, I want to let you know everything about me, so that way won't nothing surprise you.
I mean, I agree, because as a woman, of course, I'm not going to tell you all the intimate details of things we've done. Men don't want to hear that about women anyway.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But, I mean, you're going to know the gist of the type of person I am. You see what I'm saying? Or the type of person I was, or, you know, things I've done in my past. But my thing is, when you've had a life like that, you see what I'm saying? Me knowing the type of person I was, I have to be honest. I have to be truthful. You see what I'm saying? Because those things will creep up on us fast. You see what I'm saying? Because of the life we've led. You see what I mean? So if I'm not honest, and then all of a sudden some from my past come up and I didn't tell you about it, you're going to be looking at me like, you know, why wouldn't I expect you to look at me like that? Of course I would expect you to look at me like that, but of course I would at least want you to let me give you the explanation. But that's the whole purpose of telling people ahead of time. You see what I'm saying? So they won't get caught off guard. Because, you know, if people don't know it or not, especially, and I'm, you know, women do it all the time. Women do it, men do it, everybody do it. They will throw shit out there, you know, hoping to get you in trouble. You see what I'm saying?
Okay, well, you know what? Let's flip the script. Let's say this the woman telling me, okay, and one of the things she says is, okay, you know, in terms of my past or relationships that I've been in before or whatever, my last relationship, whatever, you know, I don't, you know, I never really got a whole lot of love from the other person. You know, so it's like every, like now, I'm real, you know, kind of shy about, you know, like I feel like everybody is going to do me like that. Like every relationship I get into now is like, shit, they're not going to show me, you know, no love. So, you know, so he tell you, he's like, all right, well, shit, I got you. Don't even worry about that. Now, later on down the line, you're like, okay, well, you're slipping. You know, and you ain't trying to be nasty or nothing like that, okay? I'm just trying to tell you how I feel. Now, do you get mad or do you try to understand that, okay, this is, she did tell me that, you know, she used to not being loved or whatever. So,
you know what? I think in that case, if you're not used to something, then you already walking in that motherfucker with your guards up. You already looking for something bad, you know? I mean, because I can admit I've been like that, you know, because of my past. Yeah, I'm walking in this motherfucker with my guards up, and the first time I think that you're doing something wrong or you fucking up. Yeah, I'm going to put you in, I ain't going to say I am, I have done it. I'm going to put you in the category with everybody else. When, and in some cases, I might be right. Some cases, I might just flew off the handle and went towards the negative. You know what I'm saying? And I'm going to be honest with you. More times than I probably flew off the handle and put you in the negative because of my past. Which
is that human nature? Does everybody do that?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I mean, let's ask. Tyra, do you do that?
No. I disagree from the jump, so.
You know what? And Janine, how about you? Because
let's move on to Janine.
Sure.
I disagree.
I mean, if you don't look at situations that you've already been through, how do you recognize what's right or wrong in the next situation? So I think all people do that. You know, it might not be intentional, or maybe sometimes it comes off the wrong way, but, you know, if you've already been mistreated, or maybe you've been in a situation where you've been catered to all your, you know, in every relationship. And so now you don't realize when you're not catering to, like, or, you know what I'm saying, like, now you like, okay, shit, they're not catering to me like they once did. It's like a red flag sort of a thing. You don't do it on purpose, but you're supposed to learn from shit that you've already been through for the next situation you go through.
But, okay.
I do agree with that.
At that point, though, that's just like you bringing your old baggage into a new relationship. If this person said they got you, you know what I'm saying? And I mean, every situation ain't gonna be perfect. Every event not gonna be perfect. And if you run into a snag, and the first thing you do is draw back into your old mold. Well, I'm gonna go back into the mold I was in this blah 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 previous relationship. Then I mean. Yeah, I mean, because my thing is this. If I told you I got you and I've been having you, you know what I'm saying, I've been having your back, and, well, okay, because of whatever situation didn't happen, you know, I might have slipped on this, that, or the other, but you know what I'm saying, you know it's not intentional because I've been having your back. You know, now as soon as... That's just like if you help a motherfucker 100 times, and that one time you don't help him, that motherfucker say fuck you. What's your attitude gonna be?
Okay, so then in this scenario of a relationship, she like, okay, I feel this and I feel that. Okay, but now I'm not trying to upset you. I'm just trying to make you aware that I see something happening. I'm not trying to piss you off, and I'm not trying to put you in that category. But I want to talk to you now before it continues to get worse. Do you get angry with her, or do you try to understand, maybe she's starting to see some shit, you know, and she wants to address it before it gets worse?
Okay, and my thing is with that is, all right, okay, you can address it, but how did you come to me?
And again, see, I want her to address it. And then, but again, like I said, it depends on how that conversation is had. Because if you're not having that conversation face-to-face, then everything is different. Everything goes wrong. You know what I'm saying? Because you
hold on. Let me jump in for a sec. I'm going to ask both of y'all a question. All right, dog, for your question, you said you go in with your guards up, then you revert back to your old self, right? You mentioned that a moment ago. Now, I do agree with what you said, because when you revert back to your old self, you don't get fucking hurt. You know what I'm saying? Everybody's main job is self-preservation. Don't no motherfucker want to be hurt. So if they see that coming, they're going to back away before they get hurt, because don't nobody want to be hurt. So, of course, I'm going to go back to my old self because I don't want to be hurt, because if you've been hurt in your life, you know how to shit feel, and you don't want to feel that hurt no more.
Okay,
you
but in you going back to your old self, the scenario that you think is happening might not even be happening. So then what? Well, how do you rectify that? How do you rectify that? Okay, you went back to your old self, which your old self is like, motherfuck you. You putting your defenses up, and it was just simple miscommunication. So now,
that was my question. If a person comes to you and they say, okay, I'm starting to kind of, you know, see some shit that is making me want to revert, you know, and I don't want to go backwards. I'm coming to you now because I just want to understand. Like, I'm not trying to create a problem. I just want to understand what's going on so that I don't go backwards. Like, if you come at me with daggers drawn, then how do you expect me to react? Or not
I mean,
you, but,
okay.
You know, whoever. Me and period, whatever.
I expect you to pull your shank out and let's get the cutting. But now, here's my thing. I'm unarmed. And you got your dagger out, and you just start cutting me for no reason because you didn't revert it back to your old self.
Again, like
I just
said,
you're not listening.
Oh, no, I'm just listening on the conversation.
Oh, okay. I thought you had pushed one.
Yeah, well, when I talked to y'all for a second yesterday, I had to get up the damn phone because they were shooting till at 10:30. I said, damn, man, at least wait till 12 o'clock, niggas.
Well, they threw you on the ground already. It's 10 o'clock. You already on the ground.
Yeah, they was going crazy.
That's
yeah,
it.
They do that.
We're glad to get it back.
Ohio.
Oh, they do it like that in Ohio?
Oh, man, yeah. I'm real close to Cleveland. You know, Cleveland always in the first 48.
I was about to ask you, you ain't in Dayton, is you?
No, be close to Cleveland.
Oh, okay. I heard about Dayton and Columbus.
The Cleveland, I tell you, I ain't trying to, ain't nothing to brag about. I think Cleveland worse than all of them.
Oh, really? I always thought Cleveland was okay.
Shit.
The young See, I guess they had you on the ground like you was in Vietnam, huh?
Yeah. I said, boom, boom. I said, man, hell, sometimes bullets going to fall down some damn where, and we going to be fucking around, walking around and get hit, just walking down the street.
Damn. Goddamn. You sound like Gary.
Yeah.
No comment. Okay.
No comment.
Yeah, you keep it that way. But anyway, to get back on the topic at hand, I think, like I said, in all cases, I don't think the answer is, okay, as soon as you don't see, if, like she said, okay, you see something on the rise, I don't think the first thing you need to do is say, well, let me revert back to my old self.
Well, reverting back to my old self stops me from being hurt. Hold on. Let me get Marty Maul in this one. I'm going to ask you a question, dog. Just give me a straight-up, honest answer, all right?
Okay.
Are you in a relationship right now?
Yeah, I'm married.
Okay, you're married. Good. Now let me ask you one question. Does your wife know everything about your past?
Yep.
She know every single thing.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Can I ask you a question, dog? Why do you feel like you needed to tell your wife everything about your past?
Just to be everything be out in the clear.
There you go. And there you have it. Because I agree with you wholeheartedly, Marty. I believe in everything. And I think everybody, with the exception of, agrees with you also that
once
you're
again,
in a relationship.
Once again.
Okay, you know what?
I apologize, nigga. So hold on, Janine. Once again, for everybody on the show.
Fuck all y'all.
Fuck you too, nigga.
My whole thing is, at some point, why wouldn't you tell your wife everything she needs to know? Or, I mean, if you going in there, you going into a relationship talking about y'all finna get married or y'all in this committed relationship, I mean, she needs to know everything about you just like you need to know. Now, I mean, if you didn't bang, you didn't got, you out here getting gang banged 20 or 30 times a year, you know what I'm saying? And you walking down the street, nigga, there go old gang bang right there. You see six motherfuckers walk past your old lady, like, grabbing their dicks. My, hey, baby. You know? You'll be looking around like, really?
I don't volunteer information. I mean, if you ask me a question, I answer the question, but I'm not volunteering information. I don't volunteer shit.
What if she asks you?
Okay, so if she asks you a question, you're going to answer it. You're not going to jump to the defense and feel like, why is this chick asking me this question? It's like, especially if something presents itself, okay, whatever it might be, you know, whether it be, you know, a rival with another nigga or a relationship you used to have with another chick or somebody that just got a crush on you or whatever. If she asks you, okay, time to look, I kind of noticed that, you know, something's going on, and, you know, I don't want to jump to no conclusions because y'all hate it when we assume shit. So it's like, okay, I'm asking you now, what is this? Do you get an attitude with her or do you just tell her?
I will answer any relationship question. I have no problems with that. You don't know anything about my past when it comes to relationships, I'll tell you.
Okay.
I have no problems with that. But I believe some things, if you ask me something, some questions I'm not going to ask. And I'm going to tell you flat out. I'm not going to tell you yes or no. That's just how I feel.
See, that's that control issue that you got.
You ain't got nothing to do with control, dog.
Okay, no, okay,
I mean,
I'm just talking to you on that.
Like, okay, let's say if I'm a serial killer, you ask me about a serial killer, I ain't gonna answer the question.
I mean, come on, now you comparing apples and oranges once again.
Right.
I mean, but you comparing apples and oranges.
Being
a killer and being in a relationship is two different things.
Now,
if
like,
you
okay,
ask me a relationship question, I'll answer it. If you say,
okay.
I mean,
if you
have
a
you
serial
ever
killer, you're going to say no. If you're a serial killer, you're going to say no, you're not a serial killer. A serial killer is not stupid. They are psychopaths.
That's what I'm saying. You're comparing apples and oranges. Okay, but now, no, like, okay, me and you, we grew up pretty much like brothers, right?
True.
Hung around the same type of people, you know. And, okay, let's just say, for instance, someone asked about some of the people that you grew up around. And, you know, like me, if I tell people, like, the type of people I grew up around, it's going to make a motherfucker curious about me.
You didn't talk to them. What the hell's wrong?
I mean, you know, and questions will come out. I mean, if I told you, like, and you know who I'm talking about, if I told, well, you know, we grew up with him.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and somebody say, well, I knew him. I knew about him. You know, I heard about him. And they look at you, and they say, you hung with him? And you say, yeah, me and him was together every day. Now, this your significant other. This ain't just no motherfucker on the street. And she asks you, well, where did you fit in any of that? What would you say?
Sure, I would say that was my boy. We hung out. What you mean, where I fit in?
Now, okay, now let's just say, for instance, and, you know, a motherfucker say, well, all right, you said, well, we just hung out. We you know, that was my boy. We hung out.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's just say some things come out. Some things come out, and a question comes to you is like, you was a part of that?
And see, if I was a part of it, I wouldn't answer it.
Okay, but now, hold on. Let's just say because she knew him, right? So she did her research on it. You know, You know, everything, you know, we living in a world where all you got to do is press a button and you can find out some shit. And something comes up with your name on it. Now, she comes to you and say, well, here's this paper I see with your name on it.
Then I would be forced to answer the question.
Now,
I would tell her what my name is on the paper.
Okay, but now, first thing she say to you is, I asked you about this. I asked you about this, and you shunned it off. Now, here I am. I see documented proof that you were somewhere. You had some part in this. It was something with you in there. I mean, do she have a right to be mad at you? Because she asked you this question beforehand, and you shunned it off.
Well, I mean, if she came to me like that, dog, I mean, the only thing I could tell her is, I mean,
like you told Liquor Store, it's a yes or no question.
Shut the fuck up. No! Shit! Say it again. Say something else. Oh! Say something else. Say something else, nigga.
Once again, it's a yes or no question.
I just tell her, shut the fuck up. Say something else, goddamn.
I think people jump to a defense.
You do know when you leave out, them bags gonna be packed and your ass gone, right?
Yeah, I know, man. But I mean, at the end of the day, dog, I'm still not gonna volunteer everything about me. I'm just not. That's not who I am. I'm not gonna tell you shit that you can use against me later on. I refuse to do that.
Well,
I did
maybe
that before, and I learned. I learned from that. I will never make that same mistake twice.
Well, maybe it's a time thing. Maybe it's you let them know about you more and more as time go by. Maybe not at all on the onset, you know, within the relationship, within a year or something. Maybe a few years, she knows more and more about
you. I can agree with that. 10 years from now, we can wrap. I'm not going to tell you everything about me 6 months into the relationship. You ain't going to know everything about me 6 months into the relationship. That's just not going to happen.
Okay.
Come on, dog. Now, see how you, once again, you know, I mean, of course, I mean, it's going to take 6 months, probably by the time I know a motherfucker's last name. I mean, come on, dog. You know the point we trying to make. You beating around it.
Well, I mean, like I say, man, I mean, I'll be honest with you, dog. It's some things that you know that my wife don't know.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I mean, like I said, and, hey, me and you, we're going to take ours to the grave with us. My thing is, if the question comes up, and you go around, and she later on finds out that, you know, okay, well, I asked him this question, and he shunned it off. Now I see that, you know, this is a question. Now she comes back with proof of that, okay, this is, I mean, that's just like you. You ask her a question, and she shuns it off. Now you go on the internet or wherever, or somebody comes tell you, and you find out, that, you know, it's an actual factual, and you come back to her.
You get your mom.
Proof. I mean, think about it. You're not going to be mad at her?
Yeah, I would be mad, but you know what? All I could do, if that happened to me and it came out some years later, all I could do is say, I'm sorry I didn't tell you that when you first asked me about it, but I'm willing to sit down and talk about it now.
Okay,
and she
well,
can
maybe,
accept
okay.
that or move on. That's it. That's all she could do. She could accept my apology.
That sounds so good, but ain't no relationship that damn easy, and you know better than that.
And,
I mean,
okay.
It sounds so good, but she's going to just blow that easily.
All bullshit aside, now let's just say, and we hypothetically speaking here, let's just say that happened in your last two relationships,
at some point, don't you think, like, all right, maybe I should be more upfront? Because, I mean,
we're going to have to agree to disagree, though, because I'm not, it's just some things I'm not going to tell you. I don't care what the situation is. It's some things that you would just not know about me.
You know what? And on another note, though, that's something that somebody can later use against you anyway, even though it's something you're trying to prevent. Like if you never answer a question, a person asks you a question, you know, did you do this or that? And you never answer the question. Well, later on, because everything happens again, you know what I'm saying? Later on, when the same situation comes up, they gonna say, well, you know, this happened such and such, and you never did answer the question then, so it's still gonna come back up.
All I can do is apologize and say, we can talk about it now because it's already out there. But I'm not going to volunteer.
Why wait until something is already out there? And I think that's Kaz's whole point. Why wait until something blows up to come forward with some life? Like, you know what? And perfect example, like my son, and I know it's different because he's a kid, but it's the same scenario, kind of like, you know what I'm saying? He say, well, I do tell y'all when things go wrong. No, you tell me when I ask you a question. That's not the same thing as admitting. You know what I'm saying, that something happened. Like, if you broke your MP3 player, and I noticed after a week, you know, so, like, every day for 2 months you walked around with that MP3 player. Now, all of a sudden, for the last week, I haven't seen you with it, and I asked you what happened to your MP3 player. You tell me now, oh, I broke that 2 weeks ago. That's not the same thing as telling me, you know what I'm saying, when it happened 2 weeks ago is when you should have said, hey, I broke my MP3 player. You know what I'm saying?
At that point, it's not necessarily being used against you.
It's just that it came up again, and I mean that's battle. I mean, shit. Really,
no. When you asked him, he told you I broke the MVP. That should have been it. He told you, when you asked him, he didn't volunteer it to you. When you asked him, he said,
it's not
oh,
the
bro.
Same thing. But now, the situation has, you know what I'm saying, elevated. Now I'm pissed because you should have told me when it happened.
Why? Why should he have told you? It was his. He broke it.
What do you mean? Because now there's a chick knocking at my door talking about y'all got a 10-year-old son. Why didn't you tell me that 10 years ago there's a possibility that you had a son? You know what I'm saying? Why let it go that far? Now you're taking a chance of ruining something because you withheld information.
That happened with me and my girl. I got a damn letter in the mail, and this was probably like 10 years ago, and it came from, it said something about Child Enforcement Agency. Hell, I didn't know what the hell Child Enforcement Agency was, but she knew what the hell it was. She was like, motherfucker, that's child support paper. I didn't get a chance to open it. Hell, she opened it. And thank goodness the baby was born in 19... I said, that ain't got nothing to do with me. They got the wrong brother on that one.
Okay, but if there was an opportunity, if there had been any chance, you know what I'm saying, like when y'all got together 10 years ago, and there was a chick who was pregnant, you know, and there was a chance that child might have been yours. If you went into a marriage or a relationship period with a woman who you see marriage as a possibility with, are you not going to tell her, okay, look, you know, there is a chance that, you know, my last whatever, you know, might be pregnant. I don't know if it's mine. Woo-hoo. Are you going to wait until that child support letter comes in the mail to say, oh, yeah, you know, by the way?
That's different, though. That's different. That's something you should come out with.
That's Kaz's whole point. Like, no matter what the situation is, he wants to get it out there now because he sees, you know, potential in the relationship. So he's not going to wait until the letter comes in the mail.
I understand that. I just disagree with the method. But I understand exactly what he's saying, which is me personally, I'm not going to volunteer everything to you. I'm just not. If it come up, then we can sit down and talk about it. If it don't come up, we'll never talk about it. That's just me. I'm not going to tell you everything. I'll tell you what you need to know.
If you can handle that pressure, more power to you. You know what I'm saying? Each is up.
Yeah.
So in other words, you pretty much say your relationship is based on a need to know basis. You don't need to know why I ain't telling you.
No, mine, the little stuff that I got, she know my.
Right. I mean, yeah, because I mean, I got put in that situation before, because like the baby thing, you know, and you know, when I met somebody, I said, well, you know, I got a baby on the way, and I'm not sure if it's fine or not.
Right.
And, you know, it was fine, okay? Then, you know, I guess because me and her never brought it up, motherfucker, first thing motherfucker did, trying to be a motherfucking bitch about shit, oh, you know he's supposed to have a baby on the way, you know, but then before she got blindsided with it, I was like, I know. He told me that 3 months ago.
Right.
He told me that when I first met him that he's supposed to have a baby on the way. You know.
What else
he
supposed to do?
Okay, but now hold on. Now technically, I mean, listening to you, shit, that was need to know basis. I mean, man, shit.
Nah, that's
yeah.
not no need to know, man. That's not no
why
need to
why
know.
Why not? How come?
Hey,
I mean, how's that
no.
different?
Because if
how's
they get into a relationship, because if they get into a relationship and it becomes serious and that child is his, that's going to change everything about their relationship, because now he has another mouth to feed or whatever, and another, you know, person to be responsible for. So if
and I agree that she needs to know that. I would tell her that up front. It's just like everyone I've ever met. The first thing I say is, I have a daughter. I got a door.
No. Hold. You're not listening to what I said. It was a possibility. It's also a possibility that it wasn't mine.
No, okay.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, if I was in that same situation, you said that's a need to know. I'm saying that that's not. If I was in that same situation you was in, and I met a young lady, I would tell her that, hey, I might have a baby on the way. That's something she need to know up front, because she need to decide if she can deal with that or not.
All right, man.
So I don't think that's a need to know basis. Some other things are need to know, but I don't think that is. I don't think that's one of them.
Okay.
Well,
I mean,
how are you
we agree to disagree.
How are you picking and choosing what's a need to know?
Thank you.
Right.
In my mind,
if you tell a person, like Denise said a long time ago, it's better to know 10 minutes into a relationship than 10 years into a relationship that this ain't, you know, the person.
Why?
I understand everybody's not going to tell everybody everything at the beginning of a relationship. Some things just come in time. Some things, y'all could be talking about something and it triggers, you know, a memory. You see what I'm saying? And you're like, oh, I don't think I ever told them that. You see what I'm saying? And you tell them, why hold back? If this person, that you say you love, that you deal with, and yeah, if they come back to try to use it against you, then that wasn't the person for you in the first place.
Yeah, but you know what, though? You know what? I'm I always go back to I'm just saying, there's some things you can tell a person, and they like you said earlier, they turn around and use it against you. I ain't trying to go that route. I'm not going to give you no ammunition that you can use against me. I can tell you, when I was 19, you know, I had to kill a motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's fine. And now she get pissed off, and she goes to the police. Now she's trying to get back at you because you done something totally fucked up to her, to where she got to go this route. Now, you done already gave her the information. Now, she can use the information against you. And now you're going to jail for 25 years.
That is completely
because you told her some shit.
We're talking about something as simple as I was a dog growing up. That is not the same thing as taking a life.
No,
you know,
I used to fuck with
a lot of women when I was, you know, when I was younger, and I used to be a playboy when I was younger. It's not the same
That's where it started off, but we ventured into a whole different realm.
No, you did.
Y'all saying that a person should know everything about you. And then when you tell that person everything about you, they turn around and use it against you.
Can I finish?
It may not be true in all cases, but all I'm saying is if you tell a person everything about you, and let's say it's some criminal shit in there, but you volunteer that information to them, you piss them off. She fired up now. I mean, this is the maddest she ever been. Now, she got all this information against you. She can get you locked up. Is it worth it? Because you felt that, oh, it's a whole new relationship, so I think she should know everything about me.
Again, you took it there. We were talking about relationship shit, not life and death shit. We were talking about,
we went from the relationship.
I was a player.
I said it. If I did some dirt, some real fucked up dirt, and like Janine said, if me and you in that type of relationship, I feel like, I can trust you. Yeah, I mean, that's just a chance I'm going to take. I might tell you. I will tell you. Well, yeah, I had to do this or I had to do that. And I mean, I understand your point, dog, but at the same time, I mean, you know what I'm saying? I'd rather you know everything about me than anything coming up. That's just me. I mean, I understand you and I respect what you say, but I'm the type of person I'd rather tell you. I mean, I'm not going to tell every motherfucker I meet all about me, but yeah, if we at that juncture in our life where I feel like, yeah, I can open up to you and you my significant other and you know you're supposed to be my best friend, and you know, yeah, I'm going to tell you. Yeah, well, this situation arrived. This is that happened.
I ain't mad at you, dog. We just agree to disagree on this one.
Yeah, I mean, that ain't nothing new. We always disagree.
Yeah, but most of the time we disagree, you'd be wrong, so.
This time,
oh my God.
Really? Come on,
y'all
now.
Know
we
most of the time, he always wrong. He just don't have that
mission. Really, if we did a survey on this show, how many times you really think they gonna say that I was right and you was wrong? I mean, really, come on now.
Well, I mean, you know, hey, I'm Father Time, so you know everybody's against me anyway. But I love it. I love it. I don't got no problem with being the bad guy. That right, Janine? Especially Ligastone. Ligastone just thinks I'm just the meanest motherfucker in the world.
I know the meanest motherfucker in the world personally, so I don't think that's you.
Well, I'm the second meanest motherfucker you know.
All right, man, we done ran way over, so I think we need to get the hell on out of here before they cut us off.
Yeah, all right, hold on a second, though, dog. I love these kind of shows, y'all. When everybody got different opinions, it's beautiful. It's great radio, straight up. It's great radio. Hell of a show.
But can I say something real quick? I just feel like you can never, I don't think you can never, you will never know if someone completely loves you if they don't know who you are completely.
I agree.
See what I'm saying? Always little pop shots before I can. Always little shots at me, them subliminal shots. That shot at me clear as day.
That was just a little statement I wanted to make.
And I don't even love my wife now. God damn. I married a motherfucker I don't even love. I love y'all, man. Y'all make my tutors and wins every day. Every week. I look forward to the show. I ain't gonna even lie. Mm-hmm. All right, we gonna start with Janine. Janine, you got any last words for us?
Yes, it was a great show. It was good talking with everyone. I hope everyone have a happy and great new year.
All right. Marty McCall, you got any last words for us?
Sir? Yes, sir.
What's your last words, bro?
You
got
your last words?
Hey, great show. You know, good conversation. And I'll try to call back in next week. I tried to call in on, I think it was Christmas Eve or something like that, but nothing popped up for some reason.
Yeah, we were having technical difficulties, man.
Oh, okay.
It wasn't on us,
okay.
But it was on the motherfucker we fucked with, that third-party type shit.
Oh, okay, I feel
so
you.
So we do. Yeah, we want to apologize to everybody that called in last week. It was not us, but it's a new year, it's a new us, so. We still here.
Okay. We're
still doing it every Tuesday, Wednesday night.
All right. Big up to y'all.
Appreciate it, bro.
Oh, yes. You know.
Nigga, so. Go ahead.
I didn't even know y'all was going to air tonight, so I'm glad I caught y'all. I always, always have a good time. And if anybody asks, you tell them I said, see you, see the bitches.
Go ahead, y'all. What you got for us?
All right, man, you know what it is. SinCityRadio.net. Come check us out. You know what I'm saying? Tell a friend. Get on the page. Post pictures, blog. Anything else you can do on that. You know how we do it. And Happy New Year to everybody.
All right, y'all. Like I say, I love everybody. I know y'all hate me, but I love all y'all. Thank everybody for calling. Thank everybody for listening to us on the internet. This is my last words for the whole show.
Fuck all y'all.
Hey, I know. I want to know.